Are you still there?
Yeah, we're all still here.
No. Oh. Just. Are you not voice muted?
I'm not. It's recording. Wait, I
thought it wasn't. Never mind.
Okay, Ben.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock. Cindy's there, I see. And is Steve there or Chuck, John? Have we lost John now?
No, I'm here. Sorry, I was muted. No, it's still just the three of us.
Okay, well, we're going to call the meeting to order. We need public comment. Is there any public, and do they have any comment?
We do have public. Whether they have comment or not, I don't know.
We have, who do we have? We have Kat. Like, we should name who we have from the public for our minutes.
Sure. Yep, we have. Oh. There's another person.
Margaret Schultz or Steve or both are on, I believe. We've got Kathy.
And we have Amber.
Amber.
And Ben Brickner.
Hey, Steve.
Is Ellen here tonight?
Not yet.
Okay, is there any public comment?
I have public comment, but it's probably not appropriate for a select board meeting, so I won't.
Okay. We need to review the agenda.
There we go.
Are there any additions or deletions that need to happen?
Do we need to add anything in regard to this dog attack incident?
Well, I don't know whether anyone else replied back to the gentleman. I did try and call him back this noon when I received the email that Becky sent, and he did not answer his phone. I did tell him about the meeting and tonight, and he still has not returned my call. I explained to him that he could get on the meeting via Zoom. And so unless he comes to the meeting via Zoom, I have no more information than what you have. And so I would not add him to the agenda unless he comes.
So we don't know where it happened then either.
We have no idea what happened. And the ambulance service and or the fast squad or the emergency room wouldn't have told me if I had asked because of HIPAA regulations. Right. And so I didn't even try. So unless we can tentatively put him if he comes in at some point. But other than that, I have no idea what transpired.
I don't.
But I did reach out and try and reach him.
Okay.
Mr. Schultz is not on the agenda.
And so let's put Schultz on the agenda after Amber.
Just a quick comment. I hadn't heard anything about this dog attack, but I am a certified pet dog trainer, and I have a number of resources both for the human and the canine side. If the person who was attacked comes forward and needs some assistance, I'd be happy to be contacted.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, so I think we need to vote on the addition of Schultz on the agenda. I need a motion.
So moved.
And I need a second.
Second.
I'll second it then. All those in favor, John?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Myself, aye.
I think so Steve, is that Steve Schultz or is that Steve Chamberlain that joined?
That's me, Steve okay. Schultz.
Okay, all right, just wanted to check.
You can hear me? Oh, wow, okay.
Okay, agenda review, we've done recurring items, approval of the 9-2 minutes. The only thing that I have is that on the 9-2 minutes, we should include in those minutes that the recording did not happen. And so people will not look for it.
I apologize, that was an error on my part.
Cynthia, I think you had a correction too on moving that capital planning to the agenda section.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, so I need a motion on the minutes.
So moved.
I need a second.
Second.
All those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye. John?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Myself is an aye. So the minutes have been approved. As far as I know, we only have one warrant for approval. And I'm pulling that up on my computer now. That is warrant number 21022. And for that, and that is in the amount of, just hang on. $820,881.91. And I will move that we approve that warrant. Are there any, Ellen sent that to you Monday, I think.
And, is that the school payment?
That does have the first payment of $800,000. She has not received the exact amount, but that is what she paid them.
Yeah, the school board was complaining at their last meeting about not being paid yet. So, which is what my not appropriate for this meeting public comments were in relation to, was in relation to professionalism at the school board level and them complaining about their meetings taking too long, also known as an hour, and that it was Monday night football, which I found was highly inappropriate.
Well, I'm sure that Ellen has paid this within the appropriate time frame. I think she has X number of days after the taxes have been collected. And so they are getting their money and
we'll I have no doubt, and I have personal
issues. I can understand your frustration.
With the school down there, and we have no choice but to pay it. And I will second the motion in protest to pay it, because I do not believe they should be getting any money from us based on how they've handled things down there, but we have no choice, so.
So all in favor, any other questions on the warrant? Not hearing any, are you ready to move the motion?
Yes.
Not hearing anything more. John?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Myself? Aye. And Steve isn't here, and neither is Chuck still. Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct. Okay.
Then we approve the warrants. Next on the discussion is road foreman's report. And Jimmy stopped me on the road at about 5:15 this afternoon, and he has a family emergency and will not be here tonight. And so I said that was fine, but he did send me an email, I guess shortly before then. He found me going down the road. We've been grading this week, starting on the south end of town and moving north. Justin still is on vacation till Monday. I will have paperwork ready for Bunker Hill Project next week, and we'll be grading next week as well to beat the leaves. And so he did not attend tonight because he had a family emergency. I don't think he thought he'd see me. So that's all he had to say. He did say that he was expecting the first new truck not until mid-November. And he said he was dismayed that he could not be here tonight. And we may want to, when we get to truck bids, we may want to delay that until the next regular meeting.
We don't have Steve here anyway, so that's kind
and
of
Steve isn't here either, so I guess that'll be the end of that deal anyway. So Amber,
yes.
You're on.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my comment. I was just thinking back to how long it took me when I moved to the Upper Valley in 2001, and it took me months to figure out how to drive at these much lower speeds on these very twisty roads. I've been speaking with my neighbors, Tisa Solar and Danielle Ward, down who live on the Old Kings Highway. And a number of times it's come up in our conversation that we're really concerned about how quickly people drive, how fast people drive on these roads. And I'm sure we all remember the rig driver who followed his GPS onto the Old Kings Highway a couple of years ago, rather than using his eyes. So they've helped me out a lot this summer, and I thought it might be nice, and they are hopeful as well, that I put up a couple of, I could purchase a couple of signs. Like, I don't know exactly what would be useful, but I was thinking slow children playing or just plain slow. I called the road crew to see what the regulations were around that, and they referred me to you.
Well, I did speak briefly to with Jimmy about that, and he has been told that if a private citizen wishes to put up a sign, children at play or whatever, they can do that, but the town cannot be involved in that at all. And basically when the town becomes involved, it becomes an issue of liability. Mm. And so I guess if Tisa wants to put a sign up on his road, and he owns the road, or roads owns to the center of the road, or roads to the edge of the road, whatever, that's his business, but the town can't. According to Jimmy, and he put up signs like that when his kids were little, and the sheriff came and told him that he could put those up if he owned the land, but if he didn't own the land, he couldn't put them up, and the town could not have any input in that. So, my feeling is, given that information, if Tista wants to do that, that's fine. But you're kind of teaching kids to play in the road, and that, in the long term, isn't a very smart move.
Okay. Well, I'll go over it with them, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Anybody else? I mean, I'm only one person here. If anybody else has any different thoughts.
No, I mean, I'm in agreement with it. I mean, the broader issue is the speed at which people travel on the roads. And, you know, short of doing speed studies and putting up bona fide speed limit signs, because unless you do that, the speed limit sign means nothing, because there's nothing you can do about it. Otherwise, your speed limit's 50. So they're just quote unquote advisory signs, because there certainly are places in town where people do travel too fast, and sometimes it's not actually that fast, but given the location, it's too fast for the location. There is certainly a bigger problem, and the question always is how do you solve it? And the answer is never clear or easy. So certainly if people can put up signs on their own property, if that helps the situation, I'm sure some people will think about it, but many probably won't. So I don't know what the bigger answer is. We can't have, you know, an officer on every road all of the time either. So I know that doesn't answer or solve anything, but.
No, I'm sure there are much more heavily traveled areas. Like I said, I came up to the Upper Valley in 2001. It took me ages to learn how to drive appropriately and how to properly use a stop sign. And I see there are a fair number of people who are moving to the region as well, and it does cause me more concern. I no longer walk on the roads around here. It's just too nerve-wracking. But yeah, if it's legally allowable to put something up that might increase safety in the region, then I think it's a good idea. But.
Any other comments on this item? Okay, we are going to postpone truck bids until next meeting. So Mr. Schultz and Margaret.
Hi.
I forwarded your message to the rest of the board this afternoon at 5 when I got in, which was probably pretty late, but that's what I did.
I sent it to everybody individually.
Oh, you did? I didn't realize.
Yeah. So, but that was this afternoon. I was having computer problems, so it was sorry for the last minute offering. So, and I'm not really necessarily happy with the map that I sort of, you know, I basically try to give some indication of the, you know, general location with some description of the distance from the existing water, I guess, landmarks, the well and the pond. And I don't know whether there's any sort of distance requirements, you know, by law. It feels pretty safely distant in my mind.
I think there are distances, as in the document that I read, there are some distances, but I think you're probably past those. I'd have to read that again to be sure. I think you're required to do a site visit.
Okay.
So we will have to schedule that. And anyone have any thoughts as to when they might like to do a site visit?
We're here all the time.
Well, I think, is your need imminent, or do we have 2 or 3 weeks?
No, I think we've got a little bit of a window of opportunity here.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is when we can reach Steve, and Steve still isn't here, is he, John?
No, he's not.
When we can reach Steve and Chuck, we will schedule a site visit with you, and then we will proceed accordingly. Do you have any questions of Steve, Scott, or John?
No, I don't.
So if that's okay with you, we'll get a site visit scheduled.
That'd be
we'll
great.
Check in with you ahead of time, and then we will get this squared away.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much.
Okie doke.
Thanks, Steve.
Yep.
So
I'm gonna say goodnight.
Well, you can stay if you like.
Oh, okay.
It's totally up to you. It's kind of like watching paint dry, but
okay.
We're glad to have you if you want to be here.
I'll hang in. Yeah. Sounds good. Sure.
Anyway, so stolen signs and state police contract kind of go hand in hand, sort of. And anyway, there were two signs stolen Friday night, one at Hewitt Hill Road. That one is completely missing. When I went to the orchard Saturday morning, the one at Galaxy Hill Road and Pomfret Road intersection by Ellen DeMurls was still there, but had completely pulled out, had been pulled out of the ground. I picked that one up and put it on my truck and eventually took it down to the town garage. And Ellen did see the people. And I called the state police when I got back home, and they weren't particularly excited about it. The gentleman that called me back said, they don't do anything about four-wheelers or dirt bikes or anything like that, unless they happen to catch them. And I said, well, these people are vandalizing and stealing signs. Well, you know, they were really hard to catch. And I said, well, you know, we have a contract with you. And, you know, if I don't tell you that these things are happening, when you're in town, if you see something, you're not going to make any connection. And so I thought maybe that was a good thing to notify you. Well, he allowed his, yeah, maybe. And Ellen had put a message on the listserv that she had disrupted their stealing the one at Galaxy Hill. And I had spoken to her briefly before the gentleman called back. She said she would talk to him, and he did allow us how he would take her name and her telephone number, which he did, and he did contact her. But I thought the response was a little bit discouraging. And I don't know what we're going to do about this, but this is getting pretty expensive. And then the last thing is that we had discussed back when we renewed the state police contract that we wanted a detailed description of where they sat, who they sat, what kinds of tickets, if any, they gave, and the infraction that they stopped a person for. And on this last billing, I asked Ellen on Monday, I emailed her, and the only thing that we're getting is just the same that we got before, which is the hours and the day that they work in town. And none of that, any of that extra information is not there. Ellen did email her back and copied me, or emailed them back and copied me that email. And she has asked for that information because she just received that bill not long ago. And we'll see what happens, but I don't know. I think vandalism and theft is a little more serious than just somebody's dirt bike going down the road illegally. And I was surprised that the guy had such a poor response.
If they those signs aren't cheap, if they steal enough of those in one night, it wouldn't take too much to put it over the $1,000 line, which technically
I think
makes it
would do the job.
Makes it a felony.
So I don't know. This is a board decision. I don't know how you want to proceed with the state police. We can see what kind of a response Ellen gets back from that email that she sent. I think she sent it today. I asked her on Monday to look at the bill and see if they had delineated that out. I'm not sure that I'm not sure we're getting much out of the deal. And I do know that what they're doing is, what they do is, if troopers want more than 40 hours after they've put in a 40-hour week, they will give them a detail like this where they can put in a couple hours or 3 hours or whatever at their pleasure at a time that suits them and at a location that suits them. And we did also reach out to them and say that the four-wheelers and the dirt bikes were going up Bartlett Brook Road, and maybe they could pay attention to that a little bit. And I don't think they have done that either. I also have received a complaint from Marianne Murphy that the dirt bikes and the four-wheelers are causing her concerns on Hidden Ridge Road and Webster Hill Road, and even the road, which I assume must be Broadbrook Road down in East Barnard. And so she is seeing them frequently, and she says they're tearing up the roads significantly as well. So I don't know, it's up to for discussion.
I would like to ask the barracks lieutenant to come to a board meeting so we can have a conversation with them directly about these issues.
Okay, do you want to schedule that for the next meeting?
Sure. Let's see if we can get them to come
in. I will reach out to her and see if she can come like at 7:30 on whatever day the meeting is. I don't know what day it will be, but
sure.
I will check.
Okay.
First meeting in October. I was really dismayed with the attitude of the trooper that called me back.
I got thinking about this after I heard about some of the complaints, and what I'm going to say isn't necessarily a suggestion, but not that our hands are tied unless we wanted to do something and it got changed at a town meeting, because our hands were tied by the bodies of the town, and it stemmed from an unfortunate series of events, and I don't know, Zoe, have anybody in town anyways, but there's something to be said by having an actual constable that has powers of police. And of course there's all kinds of issues that go along with that, which is why the board and then the town voted to not allow that type of role in Pomfret. But then they are under your direct supervision, and they can do exactly what you ask them to do. We're certainly not getting the service that we desire, where we desire it and how we desire it. And maybe the sheriff's department, going back to them would be better. I don't know. But it certainly seems like as a town, we call up and have an issue with our property being stolen, and the state police kind of shrugging it off is not a warm, fuzzy feeling. So certainly starting a discussion with them would, at a minimum, and to see where it would lead. But if they're under contract, I would think they would be required to pursue the things we asked in the amount of time that we asked from them, I would think, but yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah. Agreed. Let's see if we can remedy the situation by talking to the lieutenant.
I will reach out and see if we can schedule her in for the next meeting. Anyway, so we're losing more road signs than we can possibly imagine, and I don't know. It is what it is, but I don't know. There aren't too many more big ones left, so maybe it'll all stop when they get them all gone. I guess it will.
So of course, that brings up, the whole roadside sign issue is, we haven't put any up, and we put it in the budget every year, and then the money gets used for something else, and there's the whole issue of people not being able to figure out where they're going, and emergency service responders, and the more you put up, the more they're going to get stolen, and then replacing the ones that do get stolen. We do need to, at some point, come up with a plan of which ones we're going to replace, or all of them, or how much we actually want to spend in a year, and we do need to make it happen. The signs do need to be there. It's at a minimum, it's a safety issue.
Well, it is important for emergency services, especially, to have the road signs. And it's also important for people that are trying to find where they need to go and can't seem to find a road sign anywhere. And as more and more of them disappear, it's getting more and more difficult, in my view anyway.
Yes.
So anyway, I think maybe a conversation will help, and maybe it won't. And we will have to do something about the road signs. Also in your packet was a driveway permit for Greg Green. He's subdividing his land. And I have not gone and looked at that, but I think we should schedule. I asked Jimmy about it briefly when he said he wasn't going to be here. And he says, I think we need to schedule a site visit. So I would like to suggest we, I would suggest that we have Jimmy schedule a site visit and at least one or two of us get there. And so I will leave that up to Jimmy to schedule that with Greg.
Okay, sounds good.
Because I haven't looked at it at all. We also have a silo catering permit, and the one that was in the packet was incorrectly dated for September 2. She has sent me one just today when I emailed her last night and said she had the wrong date, and I didn't feel comfortable changing it. She sent me a new one, and if we, I need a motion to approve this if you wish to, and if so, I will get the new one up to Becky on Friday so that she can send it in a timely fashion.
So moved.
I need a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? John?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Myself? Aye. Okay, conflict of interest policy. Their original policy was done by Scott. Ben made some comments on it. And I believe that is the one that was in the packet. Is it, Cindy?
That's the one that's in the packet.
Yes, that's the one.
And so does anyone have any thoughts one way or another, or any additions, corrections, or thoughts regarding this conflict of interest policy? And or if indeed you feel there's a major issue with it, or might be, do you want to delay until the five board members are here?
I'm good with it. I think we should try and move this along. I like the changes Ben made, so I guess I would move, just to tee up the discussion, that we adopt this version that's in the packet.
Excuse me just a moment. I have to. I'm sorry, I'm in a meeting. I can't come to the phone right now. You do not like the corrections that Ben made.
Well, I said I do. In fact,
oh, you do. Okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
I'm making a motion that we adopt the version that's in the agenda packet.
John, I need a second if we're going to move forward in this.
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion on the conflict of interest policy?
Only a side note that we'll the one that we sign will be the cleaned up version. There's some footnotes in there and so forth, but otherwise I think it's ready for a signature.
I'm good with it, although there are only three of us here. We may just want to procedurally wait until we have at least one more member and just do it then. I don't know what other people's opinions are. Maybe it doesn't matter. The decision, I don't think, will be any different. So,
just to get more buy-in, or
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess if there's three of us, that need, even if they were opposed, which I don't think they would be, that the outcome would be the same. So maybe it doesn't matter. But just a thought. I'm fine to do it tonight. But just like I said, just a thought.
Yeah, I understand that thought.
I defer to either one of you, I defer to whatever you all want to do. I don't.
I don't Yeah, I don't know that we've had any objections. So, and I think really the only change, I think Ben's changes were responsive to concerns that were raised by Ellen, and I think they do a good job addressing those. So I don't think other board members had any other concerns. So I think it's good.
I need did your motion get seconded, Scott?
I did, yes.
So it did, yeah.
Okay. We've thrown this around a number of weeks. And we've put it off a couple of weeks because you weren't here, Scott, or one thing or another. If you all think it's all right, I think we should just vote on it and adopt it. And if there are any difficulties with Steve and Chuck, we can always revisit it at another time.
Sounds
if
good.
We can get it off the table.
We've got the motion on the floor, so we can.
Could I just make a quick point? Sorry to interrupt a vote of all things, but will this mean that only three signatures appear on the signature page of the policy, and will that optically look strange if only three have signed the back of it?
Yeah, that's a good point, Ben. I mean, it could optically. I guess what we could do. Yeah, I see your point. I mean, from a formality standpoint, it doesn't matter. But it is. I see your point about the optics of it.
We've all decided we're going to adopt it. Why don't we just wait and adopt it at the next meeting? It won't take but 5 minutes if that's all we've got to do is just discuss it and the reasons we didn't adopt it at this meeting.
Okay, sounds good.
That's fine with me.
Okay, so we're not going to act on that motion.
Yeah, I'll withdraw the motion.
Sounds good. Put to next agenda. Human resources. We put this off because you weren't here at the last meeting, Scott.
Yeah, well, I still think we should, I don't know what the outcome was of the conversation around our finances, but presuming we're in solid financial shape and no issues there,
We are not.
We're not okay?
Well, we have $125,000 in, I don't know, I guess Ellen isn't here tonight. She wrote a note a little while ago. We have $125,000 in delinquent taxes, in just taxes this year alone. I believe that the amount over the past several years, if you're counting, is upwards of maybe $300,000 or $350,000. She has no idea she's paid the $800,000. She has paid, she's paid the $800,000 she to the school, but she's going to have to pay for the two trucks, which will come out of the reserves. But when we start, because this cash fund is just a lump of money, until we start taking stuff and putting it where it has to be or using it out of a reserve, she can use that money to cover our accounts. And she was a little concerned that if the second tax payment was as short as the first, that things would not look very good. We do not have any idea when we will get reimbursed with the paving grant, so that all of that paving money is coming out of either the paving reserve or this year's budget. She has received the last bill, which I do not know whether Horizons Engineering has signed off on that or not, but she has received the last bill supposedly from Pike. And so we're going to have to pay that. My suggestion would be, before we contract with Teresa, that we sit down and as a board, just as we did, and maybe it wants to be a deliberative session or it can be in an open meeting, I don't really care, but to sit down and just have a working discussion as to how we wish to prioritize what we want her to do, and if it's making, doing up documents, policies and things, we need to make, in order to use her time most effectively, we need to make the decisions as to what we wish the policy to say before she starts working on it. I would think that that would be a good way to start. If we do that kind of work, it will cost us less in the long run, and we will get a product that we want, not that that is also legal, but that reflects what we want.
I agree with you, Emily. I think that's a good approach. So why don't we just table this until we can regroup on it?
Well, I don't think we should put it off forever. I do think that those policies need some reworking, but I think we need to make some decisions before we get her involved. Also,
I agree with you wholeheartedly. So let's put that on an upcoming agenda and iron it out.
Okay. Capital planning. I put this on. We're going to, we need to address the capital plan. I don't know how the board wishes to do that. We talked, it's in the charge of the planning commission.
You mean the capital planning committee?
It can be in the planning commission's ballpark if we choose to have it be there. We can have the capital planning committee continue. We can add people to the capital planning committee. Right. We could add planning commission members to the capital planning committee, but we ended up with a capital plan that nobody agreed on. And we have changed our truck purchasing situation somewhat. We're thinking that we can't run them out 7 years, and that changes the cost substantially. And I don't think we can run them out 7 years. I don't think that worked very well as far as cost of keeping them alive. We spend a tremendous amount on maintenance, and I think we need to revisit it. Neil Lamson wrote me an email and said that he would be willing to work on the planning committee, on the capital planning committee, if we so desired. I would hope we could get, I don't know whether John Moore said he would be willing to work on it. He called me this morning. I don't know whether Hunter is willing to continue or not.
He is.
And Scott, I assume you're willing to continue.
Yeah. But
I think we need another, at least one other member, so that we had a 5-member committee, and maybe because it's budget season and we're going to have to start coming up with a budget here, that the work of the capital planning committee could get done before we get into last minute crunches like we did with the last budget round, and come up with a viable plan. I'm not sure just how much state money with COVID-19 and or federal money is going to be available for anything. I think everyone's in a crunch, individuals included. And I think we need to get the capital plan on firm footing, whatever that may be.
We'll get started next week. So we're going to warn a meeting next week and get the ball rolling.
Can you come up with a fifth person, or as a capital planning committee, can you enlist the aid of a sixth person?
Who's the fourth person?
Neil Lamson offered to help with the capital planning committee.
Yeah, we can certainly put out feelers for more people who want to be involved. For sure.
I know Orson has had a pretty keen interest in that. He might be willing to serve. He might not. I don't know.
Okay.
But I know that he always at town meeting speaks about capital planning and that it should be more, we should do it more diligently. Mm-hmm. And so he might be one that we could reach out to. I don't really know any others necessarily.
Okay. We'll get rolling next week and we can start roping people in and get.
But maybe you could talk with your other members and Hunter and John that you've already got. And do you want me to write Neil back or will you write Neil back and tell him?
I'll reach out to him and invite him to next week's meeting.
Okay. So any other talk on capital planning?
Ellen just joined. Maybe she can enlighten us to where we are with tax collection.
Okay.
Okay. I made a deposit at the bank today for $80,000, which is almost half the difference between what we were at the end of tax collection time and what a normal historical number is. So I think that that's going well. I don't really have any other comments beyond that.
So where are we in comparison to where we would have been last year at this time, I guess?
Well, I'm at home. I'm not at the office. I don't have my numbers in front of me. But I'll be happy to send you something as soon as I get back into the office.
What would be your best guess?
I'm just afraid that I'd be way off on okay. whatever the guess is.
Okay.
There's one other thing that before we get to the budget schedule that I forgot to mention, and that was that we had a, or I had, maybe she sent it to all of you, I didn't look, an email from Becky regarding the driveway at the town offices.
Yeah.
And I also, when Jimmy caught me on the road today, he said that at some time in the past, they had, what is causing that is the runoff from the roof. And they had several years ago, and I don't know how many several that was, but he said at least 10 years ago, they had figured out that they could put eavespouts on the front side of the horse sheds. And then take that water once they get it collected in the eavespout and then run it down and around and behind sort of the horse sheds and down into the ditch on the edge of the road. And he said that was not terribly expensive. He didn't think at the time. And I think that he says that we will not solve that ditch, ravine, whatever you wish to call it, unless we get the water from the front of the horse sheds away from the front of the horse sheds. It just isn't going to happen. There isn't enough, there's no way to get that water diverted around the horse sheds. That's what the ditch is doing. So having talked with him about that, I would like to suggest that at least we get some kind of estimate as to what it would take to get eavespouts on the front of that building and work that water around the side of the building and down into the ditch so that it was not as much of a problem.
Sounds good to me. That sounds smart.
I agree. I think we just have to be careful given the historicalness of the building there, what we put on it for eavespouts.
Are we just changing the type of spouts or are we adding?
There are none there.
Okay. Yeah. Then I agree with John. We got to be careful about how we do it, but
I can't imagine that metal roof that's on there now has any historical significance.
No, that's not what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of if it has any relation to the beams. But you're right, Ellen. I don't think the roof itself is anything special.
Well, I do know that you can make wooden eave spouts. We've done that for my mother's barn, but they're not going to, well, they might last, given the appropriate wood, they might last quite a while. But they, it is very difficult at this stage of the game to get the hangers for wooden eave spouts, which is what traditionally you would have on a building such as that. It's very difficult to get the hangers. They're usually made out of wrought iron, and they are made by a blacksmith. They aren't something you buy in the store anymore. So if you don't already have them, you're kind of out of luck. They do have metal eave troughs that are more barn-like in nature and not a white eave trough like what you might see on a white colonial home. There might also be some colored eave spouts that would perhaps not be historical in nature, but would take care of the problem. And if ever it became of historical significance, we could always take them off and start over.
I was just gonna say that. I mean, the other alternative is to put something on it that doesn't look tacky, but is fairly inexpensive.
I'll be happy to look into that. It's John Moore here, and have something for the next meeting with a couple of options if you want me to do it.
Oh, that was wonderful, John.
The good thing about the The good thing about the eave spouts is they aren't going to alter the greater structural part of the horse shed. So if at some point we actually decide to do some kind of a rehab project, it's as simple as taking them off and putting something on it at that time that is closer to the time period. So as long as it's not tacky, then it's probably not a big deal. I just wanted to raise that issue so we were aware of it. I'm not saying we can't put it's not on the historical register that I'm aware of, so that if it were, then we wouldn't be able to put something on unless it meant time periodness. But at this point, it's just historical.
I would ask Jimmy. He was the one that told me they had that plan some time ago, and I would touch base with Jimmy in an email, and maybe he can give you more detail. He only gave me a very quick wrap-up as to, I asked him about Becky's item, and he says that he will get the road fixed up, but that unless we take care of the water, it will not be a permanent fix.
Right.
So we've now got down to budget schedule, and I was hoping that we could get budget worksheets out to the various entities here very soon, and perhaps we could start working on the budget in early November or late October. I would like to enlist Neil's aid as he helped us last year. If you're willing to keep the budget, I thought we had a better shot at not losing it this time, as we did in SharePoint the previous two or three years that we have done it. And he can probably provide worksheets. I think the way that it was depicted in the town report regarding having the new budget closest to the item was great. I think we've made great strides. But that would be my hope regarding budgets.
I don't know if we are planning on having some kind of in-person working sessions or if we're going to do this all over Zoom. I think Zoom's fine, although given the significance of the budget and the need for us to all be on the same page, someone needs to have the master copy, and we all need to have the ability to share our screens so that the working copy is being shared by someone and we can all see it as we go through it, instead of trying to each look at our own individual sheet, as it will be difficult to stay on the same page if we're not able to be there and confer in person. So
the other thing we can do for budget items only, we can Barnard, and I don't know how they're working it exactly because I haven't asked, but they're having in-person meetings with public participation via some kind of electronic means. And I don't know whether they're doing that via Zoom or teleconferencing or what, but we could have our budget meetings at least, or our budget working meetings with the five of us and the individual entity involved with the budget, and social distance at the town offices or the town hall unless it gets really cold. And we could do it that way if we, the public could participate via some kind of
we could just continue to have the Zoom up, and then anybody that wanted to participate could do it that way.
We would have to do that anyway, right, for the public participation.
Yeah. Oh, I realize that, but I am saying, given John's concern, it is a concern, and it is, the budget is a little more complicated to do over Zoom than some of these other items.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we could all, if we all had screens that week and somebody was sharing it, I personally think that would be as effective, if not more effective, than what we've been doing the last couple of years in person. So if we all have the ability to see on our screen what somebody is sharing and follow along.
Unfortunately, that leaves out people, but it would anyway, that are there through the telephone.
Well, that's right. It's going
to leave. But that's also true if they teleconference to the town.
But if we should, but for the folks who would join by phone, it will force us to be a little bit more organized to publish the draft before the meeting. And then that way, anybody who's joining by phone would have the option to download it ahead of time. They can either view it locally on their computer or print a copy, and they don't have to join the meeting through Zoom. They can call in rather than being on their
right. computer. Yes.
Well, I think we better look at the options and figure out how we want to do that. And we certainly have time between now and the 1st of October, whenever that first meeting in October is, to come up with a solution before we have to start working on the budget. But I do think that we're going to have to be careful. And I just don't know what we're
going to do. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I have some thoughts, but aside from those logistics, are we thinking that we're going to schedule, that this is going to be part of our regular meeting agenda, or are we going to schedule special meetings for the budget?
Well, I think it depends how we come along and how many confusing or difficult items there are on the agenda. I don't have a problem in November scheduling special meetings. I don't want to schedule special meetings until about the 15th of October. This is a busy time for me, but it'll be dark then, and we can do special meetings, and we could take individuals like we could take the central office on a particular evening and go through that. It might be wise just to schedule special meetings and have them short before we all turn into pumpkins and don't pay attention.
Yeah, I think it would be most productive if we just scheduled special meetings and only discussed the budget at those meetings and left our regular meetings alone. And maybe we set a time limit for the meetings and discuss the budget for 2 hours and then bring it up at the next one and then see how it goes and adjust as necessary. But it's kind of nice just to come in and just deal with the one subject at hand.
The first Wednesday in October is the 7th.
Yeah, I agree with John's comments there. I think Oh gosh, I lost my train of thought. I think the question, one of the questions I have, and we don't need to talk about it right now. We can talk about it at our first meeting. But whether we envision, due to COVID, a pared down budget, or whether we anticipate we're going to be on solid tax collection footing, including our other revenue sources besides taxes. Because, you know, it's one of the question marks is what we anticipate. We probably need to get familiar with the state budget that hasn't made it to the governor's desk yet. But presumably, if the governor signs that, we'll need to understand what's in that budget. And if any of that impacts some of the non-tax revenue we get. So at some point, we'll need to figure out what kind of budget we're looking at for FY22. Is it a normal, if you will, budget, or is it going to need to be pared down at all? Another conversation for another day, though.
Well, I don't think we're going to know what the state is going to do until the state figures out what they're going to do. And
we should know that soon.
Happen just yet.
Yeah, we should know that soon, with it getting out of the legislature and to the governor's desk here sometime soon.
So I will, if it's amenable to the board, I will reach out to Neil and have him pull off some preliminary budgets for the various individuals like the auditors in the central office and the listers and such, and the highway. And then we will hopefully start on that process about the 1st of November, or maybe even late in October. Does that sound all right?
Sounds good.
Okay. Yep. Select board correspondence. I do not have any. The gentleman with the dog thing never called in, did he? What is your pleasure? Should I try and reach out to him again, or he has my telephone number and my name. I have no address for him or anything. He left a telephone message on the town answering machine.
He hasn't filed a formal complaint, correct?
He just left a message on the town answering machine, I'm told.
Okay. I mean, what has to get the ball rolling is if he wants to file a complaint or not. And so that's sort of the threshold question.
Well, I identified myself as the select board chair, and I was reaching out to him because of the message on the town answering machine. And I gave him my telephone number and when I could be reached. So I think I have done due diligence to respond as quickly as possible. They got the message this morning and I got it at noontime. And so I guess I'm going to leave it that if you all are comfortable with that, I'm going to leave it that the ball is in his court to make any contact that he wishes to make.
Sounds good.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I mean, we've gone to that. I don't know, though, we need to have a formal complaint to do something. If we don't know any more
than what I know now, which is what they said, what Becky sent the email, then we don't have anything to go on. So
no, what I would do is give it a couple of days, follow up with one more phone call, and if you don't get somebody, then we've done all we can do with them. I mean, if we had
I'll try and catch him again on Friday when he might be able to talk with Becky at the town offices or something. And maybe he will call again. Review of assignments. John is going to work on, the eavespout situations. I am going to email Barb at the state police, and I will work on getting the notations of those various little documents for thing to send to Joe McLean, and then we will get, once we get that done, are you going to send that around? You were going to do that work, right, Scott?
Yep.
And once we do that, are we going to send it back around to the board, or are we just going to send it to Joe?
It may make sense to circulate it one more time.
I think we should circulate it one more time. So yeah. I will work on that in the next couple of evenings. And you're going to, Scott, talk to Neil and perhaps one other individual, and maybe talk to your other two Capital Planning Commission members at the moment.
Yeah, I'll reach out to Neil. I'll do some reach out, see who else might be interested.
Okay, and I'll talk to Neil on the budget schedule and the conflict of interest policy. We're leaving until the next meeting, and I will get Silo's permit up to Becky so that she can send that on with a signature on it. And I will talk to Jimmy, email Jimmy to schedule a site visit.
Do we have any update on the cones that we were supposed to get for Library Street?
Jimmy talked to them, and they were, it was my understanding that the construction team was going to put up some temporary signs in addition to the detour signs. And I will also, when I reach out to Jimmy on an email, I will say what happened with signs, Tegel.
Because were we not going to provide the cones?
I do not recall, I have to admit.
I thought Jimmy was going to order those upright, whatever you want to call them. He had the name for them.
Arrows.
If we could at least get some cones put down there, like we said we were going to for the library, would
I will email Jimmy, and I will ask him what is the status of extra signage at Tegel. Were we supposed to provide cones, or what's the deal?
My recollection was we approved to get them, and Jimmy was going to order them. So.
Okay, I will ask him that as well. Just as an aside, I don't know. I didn't ask Jimmy. I think these guys are stealing cones as well. There were two cones over here, opposite my homeland, on Howe Hill. At the bottom of the hill, both of those have now come up missing. There was one cone that was showing a hazard at a short bridge, a short culvert on Johnson Road. That is missing today. I came down through there actually yesterday. That is now missing. And I know that was there a week or so ago because I came down through there then. And so it appears as though someone is pilfering more than just signs.
The Tego place, given that they're stealing that stuff, would be a great place to put those up with a couple of game cameras down there to get whoever might be doing its license plate number.
Sounds good. I will reach out to Jimmy on all those. Are there any other assignments? Agenda items for next meeting. Cindy?
Conflict of interest, truck bids, capital planning meeting. I think that's it.
State police, potentially, if we get a response from that.
State police.
Anything else?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I will... entertain a motion.
So moved. So moved.
Can one of you change that to a second?
I'll second.
You can fight over it if you want. All those in favor, John?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Myself, aye. Thank you. We're done.
Good night.
Thank you for coming.